T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Yankees are in Kansas City after just ripping through. I mean, they have been just on fire. Everything has been working very well, and their manager is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
You're doing more than very well, as a matter of fact. I mean, the team is just can't do anything wrong right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. You know, obviously in Baltimore, you know, actually even a couple of those games we could even lost, but they had the big comeback the one day, were able to, you know, really put together some good at-bats late in a couple of those games. And, a lot of people doing a lot of good things.
You know, I know so much is made of Baltimore, but that's pretty amazing when you have two guys have 19. I was going to look up how many homers Marlon Maris hit in 61 against a given team in the American League when they hit 115 homers. But 19 homers already in a third of a season against one team by two guys is crazy.
It really is. I mean, when you really look at it and you kind of say it out loud, it's one of those things that's hard to wrap your head around. Just obviously, and Gary and Glaber, they both, you know, swinging the bat really well, and for whatever reason here early have just have really had their way with the Orioles.
Let's you know, we so many times last year. And to be fair to you, you had his back the whole time. We so many times brought up Sanchez because he was going so badly, and people were very critical of him, and rightly so. I mean, he was struggling offensively, struggling defensively. You stuck by him, and now he's put together this kind of year, and you don't hear anything. No one's complaining about anything because he's putting up crazy numbers for a catcher. I mean, he's already got 15 homers and 31 RBIs. How about Sanchez this year?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think everyone that's around him or you know, from a scouting perspective, you understand what a special and unique talent that he is, and you understand certainly what he's capable of offensively. And last year, when you're going through a rough patch, especially as a young player, you know, you try and when you're evaluating and trying to help or whatever, you try and take the emotion out of it and just, all right, what is happening? And we felt like early last year, there was a tough luck element to it that spiraled a little bit maybe and then led to some maybe more struggles. But we also felt like he was right in the ship at the end of the year. And just you feel like the game's hard, and especially as a young player, when you come up and you have success and then you go through some struggles, especially at such a demanding position, it's in a way part of it. But because a guy has come up and had so much success, you don't really factor that in ever. And that was part of the evaluation and why we felt like we knew he could turn a corner.
I don't want to touch on negative things, but Domingo Herman, with this incredible start and obviously in the running for the Cy Young Award already at this stage, what kind of innings number are we talking? There's going to be a limit. We know that. Can you at 55 put what that number would be for the regular season, anywhere near what that number would be for him for this year? What would be his number?
Honestly, we haven't even started to dive into that as a group and talking about that. You know, it's just obviously where we are in the season with some of the guys that we have down right now and in our rotation. He's such an important part, obviously, of the rotation right now that we're just, you know, kind of riding it right now. And then we're going to get to a point where I'm sure we're going to have those discussions. And then how do we go about doing that? Are we skipping him a start here and there? Do we have to slow him down? Does he become late in the year a member of the pen? All those things, those will be ongoing discussions that really haven't started to happen in earnest yet at all.
All right, let's touch on the wounded, which you forget because the team, you know, is got the record that it has and has, you know, moved to the top and has played such good baseball. You forget how many guys are still out. let's start with Didi, who seems to be making the quickest recovery of all, which is pretty much his MO. He seems to always heal fast.
Yeah, he does. He's doing really well. He's actually going to start. He played again today in extended spring, so he'll start tomorrow with the Tarpons. So it'll officially start his rehab clock. So he'll be in Tampa for probably a few days, and then likely to get transferred to Scranton from that point. But you know, really since surgery, it's gone as about as good as we could have hoped the whole way. You know, every barrier he's passed through the way you would hope. So I think the optimistic version has kind of played out in Didi's case to this point.
Without pushing it, what would be a date for him? Do you have a date? Would June be would June 15th be too early?
No. In fact, if we start that clock tomorrow, that would be probably around the latest.
So what would be the earliest?
So earliest would probably be sometime in the early part of June.
Okay.
I would say is a realistic.
Which is remarkable. Right. It really is. Okay. Stanton gets the setback. What are we talking about?
I think it just probably shuts him down for another week, maybe. And then hopefully he should be able to ramp up pretty well. Because all through this time, he's been able to keep his conditioning really well. So he's been able to do a lot. And then hopefully he gets ramped up pretty quickly from there. But first things first is we got to get that strain completely out of there. It was a mild strain, but it's got to be completely out of there. And then we can ramp him back up. And that probably starts in earnest in another week.
Tulo
is close to getting into some game action. I think he had live ABs today and taking his ground balls and running and doing everything that would, be right in front of him starting to play in some games.
Anything new with Judge at all? Has he begun any kind of, has the clock even started for Judge? No.
No, but he is getting close to, where we'll start to introduce some of the hitting stuff, so it'll be, dry swings, graduating to tee work and stuff, which is kind of the last thing in the process. As far, with the oblique, obviously that's the last baseball thing.
Does he have another month?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly, but we're not putting a time frame on it until he starts swinging a bat. And I think that's getting to be pretty close.
Paxton.
So Paxton threw today through four innings, I believe, just under 60 pitches, no hits, was very good, threw the ball well, was able to execute his pitches, still had a little bit of discomfort in there. So I think tomorrow will be the big test with Pax. If he comes in tomorrow and feels similar to how he felt today, then we can start to move forward. But we got to get through and see how he bounces back after, a four-inning, basically 60-pitch outing where he, used all his pitches and really ramped it up a little bit. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
Severino.
Sevy is getting close to where he'll start a throwing program. He's not there yet, but that could possibly come when we're on this homestand where he'll start playing catch.
And Betances.
So Dellen's going really well. I believe he's throwing again out to 120 feet today, probably set to get on the mound and start his, ramp up from that standpoint. I think he's scheduled to be on the mound Monday, possibly Tuesday.
Are you disappointed in Hap?
I feel like that's been a big story, and obviously he hasn't found that consistency yet that I know he'll get to. But if you look at the body of work, there's been a number of outings where he's been very solid. He's struggled a little bit with the long ball, and I think that's just a result of not being uber fine with his command, which is his calling card. I mean, his strength is the ability to repeat his delivery, to pitch in the lanes that he's very good at, that up and into a righty, also being able to use the other side of the plate as well, both the two-seam and the four-seam fastball. He's just been a little inconsistent with that, and it's hurt him a little bit in the long ball. But I absolutely believe he'll get there and go on a good stretch of games where he's dialed in.
How do you feel about Aaron Boone, of course. How do you feel about Chad Green?
Chad, I feel like, is throwing the ball much, much better. Had the one tough outing when he came back, but he's had a couple really good outings where he's thrown the ball well. If excuse me, if we get this game in tonight, he'll start the game for us.
Well, yeah, bad weather there. Yeah, bad weather there today.
Yeah, we got thunderstorms and all okay. that coming, so we'll see. But Chad will start the game. Probably won't go long because he's gone every other day right now, but I feel like the adjustments he made when he went down and was working on some things that he wanted to work on in AAA have paid dividends, and we feel like the ball's coming out much better now.
And what about CeCe? How long is he going to be down?
Excuse me. CeCe?
Yeah.
Yeah, so CeCe went back to New York. he'll get his the injections, that lubricant injections that he usually gets a couple times a year. We're hoping that it's just skipping one start, so it'll be a short-term thing, but we'll see how the next couple of days unfold and how it responds to the treatment.
So that one remains to be – I mean, listen, once he gets that knee back to where he can land on it, he's okay, right? As long as he doesn't have any pain when he lands, he's okay, right?
Yeah, exactly. And look, the knee is something that he's had to deal with,
right, for years,
for the last
for
several years of his right. career. And we know going into the season that he's going to miss some starts just based on the maintenance of that thing. And so hopefully this is just a little timeout to where he gets that treated and we get him back up and running.
It's amazing. You almost go through the whole team, and it's amazing how productive. When you – if Didi, and I'm sure this is already in your plans, does Torres automatically go back to second, or is there a chance that he could go to third and LeMahieu goes to second, or are you going to try and wing people around and play LeMahieu in multiple places? I know you don't want to play Torres in multiple places, so if Didi's going to come back and be your everyday shortstop, does that mean for sure second for Torres, or is there a possibility he would take over third and leave second to LeMahieu?
No, so the way I look at it is when Didi gets back in the fold and assuming,
Torres goes to second.
So you have Voit, Torres, Didi, LeMahieu, and
right.
Urshela, essentially
right.
five guys for four spots. So you're
right.
basically a guy gets a day off a week, kinda. And Urshela plays third on the days he's not playing third. DJ's there on a day that we're giving Didi a day off. Glaber moves over and plays short, and DJ plays second that day. So DJ will be the guy that probably moves around the most. It should be something that hopefully works out to be a really good situation to where you get a guy a day off a week and everyone staying.
Do you consider LeMahieu a regular, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Has Urshela come to a point where he now has a guarantee to be here all year? I know you're not considering him an automatic regular, but I mean, since he's been so productive, has he earned any status at all with this team?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think what we've seen really on both sides of the ball and, you know, because he's so good defensively too,
right.
You know, he's absolutely earned a place on this team.
How
now.
Good a third baseman is LeMahieu? Can he play third well?
Really well, yeah.
Oh, he can.
I've been really impressed with how.
So
good
you're not
going to
lose
there.
A lot if LeMahieu plays third, right?
Correct.
Okay. And are you more likely to DH Voit some to get both Urshela and LeMahieu in the lineup and push Stanton into the outfield when he's back, or are you still more comfortable with Stanton as the DH?
No, I feel like when Giancarlo's back, and hopefully if that is in the next couple of weeks, then, you know, ahead of Judge, then that's obviously playing a lot of right field. Obviously, we have Morales in the picture as kind of the DH there, but, you know, with only a three-man bench,
right.
You know, your bench is obviously going to continue to get stronger, but it's also you're going to have, you know, essentially those kind of 12 guys rotating around nine spots. So everyone's kind of playing regularly, but you're also able to give guys some rest.
So Urshela has earned himself a chance to be here all year?
I mean, it's hard to envision him not.
That's good for him. He's earned that. That's good for him.
Yeah.
He has, even if he doesn't play every day, he's earned that. He's earned a chance to be here. I mean, LeMahieu, obviously, I know you look at as a regular, and he's had a great you know, great impact with the bat. I think he's number one in the league in hitting with runners in scoring position. So, I mean, he's had a great run. But so has Urshela. I mean, if he keeps his batting average up this high, I know he hasn't had a career of this, but right now his bat's been really good.
Yeah, it sure has. And he's gotten a number of big hits for us. You know, he's driving the ball, and he's just been a steady guy to write in that lineup.
I'm sure. I mean, he deserves it. You know, so you like to see someone earn at least some status with the team. I know it's a hard team to break in. Then you got the Tulu thing, too. How do you bring Tulu back into this thing then?
Yeah, I mean, that's the next thing is now if he gets ready to come back, and then we'll have a decision there as far as how all the moving parts work, and those will, you know, be conversations that we continue to have as guys are knocking on that door to rejoin the team.
But Stanton's not tomorrow, and Judge is obviously a ways off, so these conversations aren't going to be really happening for a little while yet.
Yeah, probably at least another week or two, or you know, when those conversations have to start happening.
Do you feel, are you surprised by this team's performance, or are you past that now?
Yeah, I'm past that. And you know, in looking at our guys, I keep beating it, you know, like a dead horse. But I feel like you look in that room, and I'm looking at the lineup card right now, and it's a lot of good players and a lot of guys that have filled particular roles really nicely. There's been a single-mindedness coming in every day about just come do your job and let's go win a ball game. And they've really done a good job of having that singular approach as a group.
And how about Voit? Because Voit looked like he had a point in the season where you wondered which way he was going to go, and the way he went was back to being the guy he was last year, and now he's kind of right back in the middle as being, you know, one of the real keys to your offense.
He can hit. He understands who he is as a hitter. He makes
now you're
real
convinced,
tough
right?
On the pitcher.
No questions. You're convinced now he's the real deal, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The way he controls the strike zone, his power, his buy-in, his kind of work ethic behind the scenes, his approach, his understanding of who he is as a hitter. He's absolutely real.
Is Urshela a guy who's just had a good 100 at-bats with the bat, or has he learned something offensively?
I think he's learned something, and you know, with Gio, obviously before this year, I don't have a lot of experience with him. I hadn't seen him play all that much, but the one thing I noted, you know, even with our staff and our front office right away in spring training, was I felt like this guy could hit, and he's given us no reason to think that he can't. I think if you ask him, he's you know, done some subtle things, you know, over the winter and in his work, you know, in AAA last year with us, and now it's carried into the season where some subtle adjustments that he's made within his approach and within his stance and, you know, how he goes about it that I think have paid real dividends for him offensively.
How about Morales, who we know is a guy who is a professional slugger? I mean, is he a guy who's going to have to stay really hot to keep his at-bats, or do you see him in the picture too?
Well, he's certainly in the picture now and in the next couple of weeks, certainly, as we continue to wait on guys to come back. But
right.
We have a lot of confidence in it. He's come in here and really fit in well with the group. He brings a lot to the table kind of behind the scenes as well, just with his, you know, he's a smart player. He understands the league. He understands pitchers and tendencies and able to pick different things up and he's going to get, you know, pretty regular at bats here for us, you know, spelling Luke at first, but as our primary DH.
And has LeMahieu looked like he looks like he's fit in seamlessly, and he's had so many big hits. He's such a professional player. Is he that in you know, entrenched in this team as he already looks to be?
Yeah, no question. Guys love him. You know, he's quiet. He's a serious guy. But I think he's brought just a blue collar professional.
He's just a good baseball player, right? He's just a good baseball player, right? Yeah. And he's a really good. He has a good at bat when it's a big at bat. He has a really good at bat.
He really does. And you know, you get a good pitcher out there making pitches, he's a guy that can still still get you when you're at your best.
Yeah, he really is as good as advertised, maybe even a little better, as a matter of fact. I even think he's been a little better hitter than I mean, I know he's a 300 hitter, but I actually thought, you know, we'll see. He's actually been a little better hitter than I thought. He's had some great at-bats with runners in scoring position and two outs. He's had some base hits to right field. He's had some really good at-bats.
Yeah, and then you couple that with you know, the defensive flexibility he's given us at the different positions that he's really taken to that. He's been a really valuable player for us.
What would you say about Voit's defense?
Better. Continuing to be, you know, something that he's really focused on, that we're focused on continuing to get him better. And we are seeing strides, but we need to continue to see those strides.
And how about Frazier's defense?
Frazier, same way. I feel like he's come a long way from where he was last year. He's certainly not a finished product defensively and needs to continue to work and get better at that. But I've been really happy with the work that he's put in and the seriousness which he's taken, that he knows that that's an area of his game that he needs to continue to work at. And he is working really hard. And I think we've seen strides from this time last year to where he is now.
How is this team? Now, obviously, you don't have Stanton and Judge and all that power in the middle of the lineup this year. How is this team? Does this team feel different than that team just because of that?
Does it? I don't know.
Is its approach different? Is the team's approach the same? Is it the same approach as last year? You don't have Didi. You don't have Stanton. You don't have Judge. Those are big stars. But this team still has some stars, but has a lot of guys who have kind of come and fit in. Is this team feel different than last year's team?
You know what? Hopefully we're growing and always continuing to get better. You know, we have the same staff and a lot of the same players, and a lot of the players that you're talking about that are down are very much a part of what we're doing, like behind the scenes and how we go into a game and prepare for a pitcher and how we get ready to go. You know, those guys are a part of that, and hopefully we're always kind of evolving and growing and getting better about, you know, our plan and our execution of the plan.
So Didi, Stanton, Judge aren't absent completely from the chemistry of the team?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Didi has been a little bit more because he's been in Tampa most of this time.
Right.
But even Didi's been around a little bit, but Judge has been here every single day. Giancarlo's down in Tampa now getting ramped back up, so he's been a little in and out. But, yeah, they're very much a part of the room and the camaraderie that's really grown and existed here.
Well, it's going to get fun next week as you come home and then have the big series starting Thursday with the Red Sox, which is going to be fun. So we're looking forward to that. So thanks very much, and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, Aaron Boone on the Yankees, who are just clicking, as he said. So right now, with Stanton and Judge still a ways away, the roles stay the same for LeMahieu, for Urshela, and for even Kendry Morales, who came in after that. So they all have roles going forward. Let me give you the Yankee lineup for tonight. Right now, weather permitting, which is not very good from what I understand. Here you go. LeMahieu, Voit, Hicks, Sanchez, Torres, Morales, Frazier, Urshela, Gaudy, that's your lineup this evening. Morales is the DH. So there's your lineup this evening as the Yankees, weather permitting. And the Mets have signed Matt Kemp to a minor league contract. That's a bat if he's on his game. Now, Kemp had a pretty good year last year, if I remember right. Didn't he have a good year last year? Wasn't 2 years ago. Was it last year that he had the bounce back year? I think he did, right? Wasn't last year the year he had the bounce back year? I think it was. Yeah, right? Wasn't last year the year? 21 and how many? 80-something?
21 and 85.
21, all right, that's the bounce. Hey, right now, Met outfield could use that in a heartbeat. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.